Hello, everyone. This is your host, Craig Ebel, inviting you to get set for the biggest and best variety of polka entertainment on It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is being brought to you in part by Cy Funnenstein Music Service and SizeMusic.com, your destination for polka and old-time music. And off we go again. It's another edition of It's Polka Time. Hi, polka music fans. Craig Ebel here, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music on It's Polka Time. Kicking off our show today is the Matty Brothers and Who Stole the Kishka on It's Polka Time.
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop. Yashu found the kishka, Yashu found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yashu brought it back.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, don't wipe out. Catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the craziest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from Itspolkatime.com.
Thank you. healthy balance of polkas is needed every weekend. That's why we cater to only the best variety of polka music during It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel.
The music of Vern Meisner and the band with a tune called My Favorite Polka. Before that was music of Bruce Bradley and his band with a Vern Meisner tune called Uncle Otto's Polka. And kicking off our show today, direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Matty Brothers and Who Stole the Kishka? That's for you on It's Polka Time. Hello everyone, welcome to your radio and welcome to another edition of It's Polka Time. I'm your host Craig Ebel, settling in once again, spinning you the best, biggest, and widest variety of polka music, right now on It's Polka Time. Exclusively to the listeners of It's Polka Time.
It happened, it happened, it happened in my heart. I fell in love.
The final CD recording by the International Main Street Polka Band, Polka's Hot. Available only on CD, Polka's Hot features 28 selections, including Jazba Poidem na Gorensko, Corby's Polka, the La-Di-Da, Rosemary's Polka, Play Ball, and the Duluth Polka. Polka favorites like Mom and Pop's Polka, You and Me, Dupont Polka, Yodel Down the Mountain, Bridgeport Polka, Ting-a-ling Polka, Pocatella Polka, and Yasumiko.
Yasumiko, Su-Rafina.
Beautiful waltz selections including Susie Waltz, Life Goes On, Children's Wishes, Summer Night Waltz, The Wedding Waltz, and Setting Sun.
Behind the mountain, the sun's setting low. Two stars that light up the sky on low.
28 songs recorded by the International Main Street Polka Band on their final CD, Polka's Hot. There's a limited number of these CDs available, so order yours today. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. A limited number of CDs remain, so order your copy of Polka's Hot by the International Main Street Polka Band. Send $18 check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432. Your $18 includes shipping and handling. Send a check or money order to Craig Ebel, P.O. Box 32757, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55432.
You're listening to Craig Ebel and It's Polka Time. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel is heard on great radio stations all over Wisconsin, including classic hits AM 1450 WDLB in Marshfield, Wisconsin, Real Country AM 1430 WRDN in Durand, Wisconsin, and today's favorites and yesterday's classics 98.3 FM WCQM in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Be sure to take the time and thank the stations and their sponsors for bringing you It's Polka Time. From Fargo, North Dakota, that's Julie Lee and her White Rose Band, doing for you an Elmar's tune called Frenchie's Polka on It's Polka Time.
We'll be right back. From the CD recording, Alex Plays Button Box and Other Stuff. That's music of Alex Meixner, doing for you a Loisa Slock tune called All Around the World, on its Polka Time. For all your old-time and polka music favorites, Cy Funnenstein Music Service has a catalog with hundreds of polka recordings available on CD and cassette tape. Log on to Cy'sMusic.com and browse through a large selection of polka recordings by many of today's polka artists and yesterday's polka greats. Alphabetized for your convenience, you'll quickly find your favorite polka selection at Cy'sMusic.com. If you have a song or a band you're looking for, email Cy at Cy@Cy'sMusic.com. Don't have a computer? Call toll-free 877-479-5269 and receive a free catalog. That's 877-479-5269. Cy Funnenstein Music Service also has a large selection of 50s, 60s, gospel, folk, and classic country. Call 877-479-5269 and get your free catalog, or visit Cy'sMusic.com. Cy Funnenstein Music Service, your destination for polka and old-time music.
There's much more ahead on It's Polka Time.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and get those feet moving and enjoy some polkas. Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls is bringing you the Northwoods Polka Show. It's always a party at Jack's Corner Bar with deep-fried chicken served every day of the week. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays, pork and dumpling, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursdays, and breakfast served all day on Sunday. At Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Sunday, where good times roll.
Hey folks, you're invited to head out to the Butternut Community Fair this weekend at the Park on the Hill. There will be fun and entertainment for everyone, from kids' games, food, crafts, bingo, horseshoes, plus see the entries at the exhibit hall. On Sunday, enjoy music by Johnny Warren starting at 12:30, beanbag tournaments with registration at noon and a 1 p.m. start. Call Dennis to get signed up at 715-769-3551. Bingo at noon and the kids' scavenger hunt is from 1 to 3 with the annual quilt raffle drawing at 5 p.m. We'll see you at the Butternut Community Fair this weekend.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Make plans for Saturday, August 17th to attend the 4th Annual Vendor and Craft Fair at Rocky Road Boutique in Phillips, Wisconsin. With over 30 unique vendors, delicious food from Lola's Lunchbox and KJ's Ice Cream, and face painting for the kids, it's a day of fun for everyone. Shoppers can explore summer and fall fashions and a variety of accessories to complete that perfect outfit. This event runs from 9 to 2 p.m. Saturday, August 17th at Rocky Road Boutique off of Highway 13 and Trinity Drive in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
This is Sporting Journal Radio,
presented by OnX.
Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, we're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network. By demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much. I'm Brett Amundson along with Dan Amundson and more Joe Lauren here in just one second. But first, don't forget you could win one of our Fish Hunt Forever sun shirts right now with the UPF 50 plus rating on them. All you got to do is watch this. You're probably doing it already. You have to go, though, first to sportingjournalradio.com and enter the contest with your email address and then watch the video. Just like that, you are entered to win at sportingjournalradio.com. And don't forget, for trophy lake trout, northern pike fishing, and scenic northern Saskatchewan, go to Tazon Lake Lodge. It's not uncommon for guests to get personal bests in both categories at Tazon. Learn more at tazonlake.com. Now more with Joe Lauren.
We did not see any of the POW camps.
Mm-hmm.
So why were there POW camps here?
So during World War II, England asked Canada to house German POWs. So during that time, the POWs, there was five different camps on the lake, and they had to cut 3/4 of a cord of wood. And after they did that, then they were done for the day. They actually had pet bears instead of dogs, and they actually were able to get stuff out of the Hudson Bay catalog. They didn't really get paid, but it was kind of unique. And there's still some camp, you know, stuff around the lake where there's saw blades, there's horse bones, there's debris. And probably the coolest thing we found is a jar that had the word Reich on it, like Third Reich. It was a World War II honey ration jar. So whenever you find a Reich jar on Lake of the Woods, you kind of know you're in a POW camp.
So, I mean, what, like, just, they shipped people here just to cut wood?
Yep. And they had kind of the veteran guard of Canada. They were the guards. And basically, they brought them to remote spots of the lake so they couldn't really escape. And they just had them cut some wood. And, you know, it wasn't like a crazy POW that you hear elsewhere. It was kind of a friendly situation where they actually went to, you know, after the war was done, the POWs that went back to Germany, some came back. And they loved Lake of the Woods so much. Like Lieberworth was one name where he came back and his whole family lives here because he loved it so much.
Well, this is a pretty neat area. I can understand why people would want to come back here. When you were, you've obviously spent a lot of time in this lake. When you started to see some of these places and learn a little bit about some of the history, like what's the first thing you remember learning about going, wow, that's really cool. I wonder what else there is for history around here. Do you remember that?
Yeah, a friend of mine brought me to a gold mine in January, and I remember we were in this mine in January, and I took my glove off, and I got a mosquito bite. And this, you know, instead of it being cold outside, freezing, inside the mine was like 50 degrees all the time. So I took my glove off, got a mosquito bite, and as I shined my flashlight on the wall, I seen there was bats hibernating. So bats and mosquitoes were kind of living in harmony off each other, and to get a mosquito bite in the winter up here was kind of crazy. But that's like my first memory of what got me interested in, wow, I wonder how many of these are around the lake.
And you were working at Polaris at that time?
Yeah, I worked for Polaris over 30 years, and when Polaris made jet skis, we really spent a lot of time on the lake because they basically said, hey, we'll pay for all your gas on the weekend, go for you know, whatever you want to do. So we would just try to, you know, instead of just driving around, we would try to find somewhere to go and, you know, make it meaningful. So we did a lot of research on what's on the lake, what could we check out, and through that we found mines and different things that you know, we kind of made an annual pilgrimage to go to some of these special places for us.
You decided to retire from Polaris. Well, let's talk a little bit about your time at Polaris. What did you do there?
So at Polaris, I did a couple things. One of them was engine testing. So I managed a group of three ships, and we tested every different engine Polaris made, and we basically ran them around the clock. And that was one thing I did. And then the other thing I did was called visioneering, where if an employee had an idea, corporately they would give them, they called it seed money to develop ideas. Probably the highlight of my career was the slingshot. I was involved in the initial Polaris slingshot. So as we got developing that, it took four iterations before the CEO said, hey, we're going to do this. But that's probably the highlight of my career at Polaris.
How did you come up with that idea?
It was just like different motorcycles. How do you make them a little bit safer? Sometimes older motorcyclists will buy trikes. Mm-hmm. And we thought, well, trikes don't really look that cool. What if we made something look like Batmobile-ish and made it look really unique? And
did you really think about the Batmobile?
Well, the first time we drove it in public was Austin, Texas. So we put them in semi-trailers, hit them all the way down there, and they said, we're going to go on all these back roads. Here's a GPS route, and we're going to try these in public. So me and another guy, we all had partners. We're driving around Austin, Texas on the back roads, and this lady in a minivan full of kids started chasing us. And it's like, what is going on? So we hid behind the strip mall, and then she, again, still chasing us and got her camera out, and she goes, what is that? So at that time, I think I became really attractive looking or people really loved this vehicle. So it was basically the love of that vehicle, and that's when I knew we were onto something, where this vehicle has appeal. And it was so popular, like the first 3 years, employees couldn't buy them. Like they said, this is in such demand. They said, Joe, you were on the team, you could have one, but anyone that wants a ride, you got to give them a ride. So I gave 1,000 rides probably in mine, because that was the deal. But it was nice just to have one, you know.
How different was the first iteration to the final iteration?
The first iteration looked a little bit more like a roller coaster. It had a lot of tubular frame, and it was a little bit of a naked type of vehicle. Now, as industrial design got involved, they put some plastics on it to make it look more Batmobile-ish. But, the very initial design that the CEO loved was a little bit of a tubular, naked bike, motorcycle look.
So you spend 32 years at Polaris, you retire, and you say, your wife told you you needed to get a job,
yep.
Right?
I needed to get a job because she was working at one of the resorts, so I decided, I'm just going to give tours, because that's kind of fun, and you get to meet new people, and you get to be on the lake, and so I thought that's not such a bad gig, and that's how it worked out.
And you take people out in the winter, in the summer, on jet ski, in this boat, and you're out there seeing all these landmarks and seeing some wildlife too. We did get one glimpse of a bear today.
Yep.
Do you see wildlife often when you do this?
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of bear. And like, even when we've been stuck in storms and we basically had to shut all the windows and wait for the storm to get by, it's amazing to see like bears swim by the boat, or bears drinking water on the side, or bear with her three cubs, or we're going to a waterfall area and mother and her three cubs are just underneath the waterfall taking a shower, and it's just interesting.
That's pretty cool. Do you ever, I'm not generally too worried about black bears. They're usually pretty skittish, unless you do have a sow with some cubs or something like that. You've got a couple forms of protection.
Yep. My primary form of protection is my Great Pyrenees. Her hobbies are chasing bears, so she kind of checks out the outskirts of where we're going and making sure we're bear-free. And then if somehow she misses them, then we carry a can of bear spray with, but we've never had to use it. And we've had some bear encounters, but she barks at them and they kind of run away. You're like you said, they're pretty skittish.
She's chasing my dog around right now. That's great. She's a great dog. She's 4 years old. Mm-hmm. She's big, and she's got some German Shepherd in her.
Yeah, Great Pyrenees and German Shepherd mix. And she's friendly to people and dogs, so she's nice to bring along.
What's your favorite thing to show people, you think, up here?
I think the gold mines are my favorite. There's a bunch of unique ones, and Sultana gold mine was probably one of the more unique things, and there's some mines around there where they're so special, they created fake islands to hide all of the...
What?
Yeah, they created fake islands, so all the tailings that would come out of the mine, they made a fake island to hide the mine, and this mine's like really cool. It's out of Indiana Jones. And I remember when I showed some people pictures of it initially, they said, that's not on Lake of the Woods, and you just gotta know where to look. And when you drive near shore, you're fishing near shore on an 80 degree day and you feel some 60 degree air, give it a double take, because it could be a mine hiding back there.
That's wild. And there were actually, they've mined a lot of gold up here.
Yep. Yeah, there was 164 gold mines, and probably there was some very productive ones. But they had a problem with separating the gold and the ore. There's a parking lot up in Kenora that they say after the mining ended, people would bring their metal detectors up there for years and still find gold that the separator missed.
Wow. Well, I tried to scrape some of those walls off a little bit. So I'm pretty sure I'm rich now.
Good luck with that.
All right. So will you do this 12 months out of the year, bring people out, or do you take time off in the spring and fall or anything? Or?
Yeah, basically when it's pretty decent to go out, most people are, it's either summer or winter. In the winter, it's nice to go in the middle of the lake and check out some of the old trapper trails in the middle of the Alanu Peninsula. There's some inland lakes that are pretty unique. So we'll do that in the winter. And then in the summer, generally when it's pretty warm, it kind of goes from end of May through September is most of my tours.
All right. And then what kind of people are you getting? I mean, is it some guys that are taking a day off from fishing? Is it families? Is it people from other countries? Or who are you
seeing? Yeah, it's pretty much a variety. Actually, people fly in. You know, since we got the most northern points buoy up the angle, a lot of people want to come up here. So I've had Mayo Clinic nurses. I've had Ohio State professors. Different politicians come up and they just say, hey, we like to go out with our family, different business owners. And it's just, and it's also cabin owners that have been on the lake for 20 years and they haven't really seen anything historic. So they want to get out and about.
It's pretty neat. Anything in the future to change things up or add things, or are you going to keep doing what you're doing?
You know, every year I like to do a little more exploring. This year I have like 30 things to check out, and every year I like to add like about 20 things to my app, and I've been doing that. So far I think I have like 212 things to check out and like to add 20 more by the end of the year.
So are you seeing, because you're adding more, are you seeing repeat business, people coming back to check out more?
Yeah, and I think the big thing for me is just like for app sales, last year was the first time that I sold every month. You know, typically it was either in the winter or summer, mostly in the summer, but now it's like all month, you know, every month is, you know, someone's looking at the app or hearing about it.
All right. Lighthouse Boat Tours, Joe Lauren, I appreciate the time. Tell us where to find the app, find more information about you online.
So the Google Play Store has the app, Lake of the Woods Digital Guide, and also Apple has it on their app store. So again, Lake of the Woods Digital Guide, and it's pretty easy to find, and definitely it's, if you're going to spend a few days on the lake, it's worth checking out.
All right, Joe, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Kayla's Kitchen and Closet celebrates 10 years in Park Falls. Join the anniversary party this Saturday, August 17th from 9 to 3. Enjoy discounts on fall clothing, giveaways, prizes, a local craft showcase, and more. Visit Kayla on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, 72. For tonight, partly cloudy at a low of 55. for Sunday, sunshine and 76. Monday, sunny 76, mostly sunny, and mid-70s continue on your Tuesday.
Right now, it's 62.
98 Q Country.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or by watching this on YouTube. And Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism joining us once again here. Joe, what's happening?
We got her done today, buddy.
Yeah, it was good. You know, if Dan and I would have been here with our boat, we would have been fishing someplace very close to where we were launching from.
Yeah.
Just because of the wind direction and things like that, we definitely would not have gone as far as we did. But thankfully, we were in a charter boat.
Yep.
That's what you were driving. And then you had a spot you wanted to go fish.
Isn't that always the way it is? It's always across the lake.
It's always across the lake. And I was like, Joe, it's going to be pretty windy over there. And you're like, whatever. And it was, I mean, it was windy.
It was windy
but
over there.
But we fished it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, in retrospect, if I had to do it over again, what I would have done is we had a strong east, for the people listening, we had a strong east wind, east-southeast wind, and a strong wind. And, you know, we get out there today, and it wasn't bad at all out there. It was nice. Well, then we got halfway across the lake. I literally went all the way across the lake to the north end. Of course, you have to go across the lake. But, you know, once we started to get up there, that gave that that open water gave those waves a chance to build. And the waves are pretty darn big up there. And they're chartable waves. They're bigger waves.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're drifting faster than I wanted to. We had some people on board that weren't quite used to it. For a number of reasons, we hit a couple spots and it just wasn't coming together. And that's nerve-wracking because I want people to catch fish. It's Lake of the Woods. People's expectations are high, right? Mm-hmm. So what we ended up doing, I'll just share. What we did is we were up south of Garden Island. It was pretty wavy on Big Traverse. So we slid north of Garden Island to get out of the wind. And then we went up there and just drifted up there. And we were up north of Garden Island drifting with crawlers and spinners. And we got her done.
It was a kind of a testament to being flexible and
yep.
And being, you know, knowing where else you can go to get out of the wind, other spots to catch fish, things like that.
Well, you know, and the other part of that too is, and it's hard because, you know, I don't guide all the time. I certainly know Lake of the Woods like the back of my hand, but I want to give credit to these charter captains throughout there every day. I mean, these charter captains are professionals. They are so dialed in on Lake of the Woods. If you run a charter boat in Lake of the Woods and you go with a captain, you're gonna, in most cases, you're gonna have a very good experience because these charter captains not only work hard at it, they are dialed in, they are talented, they are passionate, they are good, and they know the lake. Well, you know, I went spot hopping today a little bit. You know, if you notice, we went north of Garden, I stopped at a spot and just started driving around a little bit, kind of slow. Everybody stretched
looking
their legs.
Fish, yeah.
I was looking for fish. I didn't see what I wanted. So then we kept on going. And, of course, there was a few charter boats already up there drifting where my second spot was. I'm like, well, if there's three charter boats drifting, and it was a big area.
And, you know, they're saying, oh, look at, here comes another boat. They saw us sitting here.
Yeah, but not with three boats. They only had three boats here in this huge area.
Yeah.
It wasn't a tight area at all. And so we went up. And actually, you know, if you notice, I stayed off their line.
Yeah, you did.
I stayed way off their line. You know, one thing you always got to do, I think, is when you're fishing amongst other people drifting, the one thing people don't always realize, when you're going back up for another drift, don't go up anybody's line, meaning
right.
where they're drifting and they're going to fish, don't go up that line because you could spook those fish out. Be polite, go around and go up and come back in and set up, you know. Mm. And but anyway, that's what we did. We and there was three boats at a huge expanse. I didn't even take the same line those guys were. I stayed a little ways, but that was my second spot I was going to anyway. And my gosh, if we didn't start pecking fish.
Right away.
And it, you know what? Well, I'll tell you, tell me if the mood didn't change. For a couple of reasons. Number one, the waves are smaller.
Yeah.
Number two, we started catching fish.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was,
we had rain too, by the way.
Yeah.
We had rain today. And it wasn't a great day. I mean, it was one of those days where you're like, why of all the days I'm going to be out there, does it have to be today that it's rainy and windy, you know? But we went out, and I'll tell you what, we came in with a cooler full of walleyes and saugers. We let a nice pike go, and we lost a couple of nice fish.
Yeah.
And then we stopped on the way home. We stopped at one spot just to catch a better fish. We drifted over to this rock reef, and we popped. We had triple header on.
Right away.
And I think we could have been a four four popper, yeah. but a triple header right away. And they were nice, put some of the nicest fish of the day. And then when we got some nice fish that we added to the cooler, and okay, we're gonna go in now. Let's just go in. And you know what? It was pretty funny because when you get off that reef, tell me how big those fish were on the graph.
Mark,
and then the marks big were ones. Big marks. Yeah. I mean, big hooks, you know? So yeah, it was a fun day overall. It took a while to get in. I just got done cleaning all the fish, and we're going to have a massive fish fry tonight. It's going
to
be good.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for cleaning them all.
You're welcome.
By the way. It was funny. It was pure Lake of the Woods, just going to an area. And I mean, you kind of knew the area, but we're going to the area. Yeah. There's some other boats there. You weren't exactly going on their line. You weren't going exactly where they were. Yeah. Let's try this drift here, guys. Drop down, bang, bang, bang. Started picking up fish immediately.
Sink the good board.
That's the thing about guiding. I mean, it's a different amount of pressure that is applied when you're responsible for getting these guys on fish.
It is. I feel
and their family. So
yeah. Yep. They're a family. Well, and that's the problem is that, Never hear the end of it, you know. But you know, I'll say this: you know, as a guide, it is sometimes stressful because you want to do so good for your clients, and you know, you do your very best. You work your tail off. You do everything you possibly can, and when it's all said and done, I think if a client knows that you did everything you could do, they're going to be good with it. Now, if you go and sit in a spot that's out of the wind and drift for 2 miles, and you're not catching fish, and you go up and do it again to make it's not right.
And no live scope.
Yeah, no, we didn't have live scope today. We just use an old-fashioned electronic sonar and of course, GPS. No light. Yeah. We didn't do any side scans.
Well, ban the GPS. Ban it. Yeah. It's over. ban the 2D.
But, we talk about how Lake of the Woods has gotten smaller.
Yeah.
And the reason Lake of the Woods has gotten smaller because there's bigger boats with bigger motors. They're more reliable. There's GPSs. I mean, they're a good part of today when it was misting out. I couldn't see anything. It was gray all around you. And what you relied on is you relied on your GPS. Now, I rely on that GPS on the dashboard, on the boat, but I also got one in my pocket, Navionics. You know, there's Navionics, there's Lake Master, there's different apps. But my point is, I got this one in my pocket as a backup. And if you notice, throughout the day, I was actually referring to my phone once in a while because I had a couple icons in there that are my icons. And also, you know, they update that Navionics in your phone very frequently. So sometimes it shows things that the chip that you have on a unit doesn't show.
And I can't show this. This is where we went today, but I ran.
You can show. You can show.
I ran a track on X and showed how far we went, like how many miles we went and things like that, driving around.
We're all getting them. But when it was all said and done, we got it done. And, if I would have had to do it over again, I would have stayed closer to home and just had more hook time, as they call it, more time we're actually fishing, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I didn't realize it was that windy over there, and it is what it is, man. Thank goodness we ended up with success.
Well, it's just so funny, when you think about, and they weren't the worst conditions I've been out in, but they weren't great conditions. And honestly, if Dan and I were to just been fishing today and we saw the wind and the rain, we probably would have spent half the day in here working. And having maybe a cold one.
Yeah.
And we didn't catch our full limit. We were
pretty close.
We were close.
I had to count them.
And we could have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we caught enough to eat tonight. Huh. We're going to have a fish fry tonight.
We got more than eight. We got fish we're going to eat. We got fish that I left skin on. So we can identify them, and I know how many fish we clean that are in the fridge for tomorrow. So tomorrow when we go out, we'll subtract those from the number of fish we can catch, being that Minnesota's a one-day possession.
Well, and that's why I was saying it's a first of a two-day fishing trip, we didn't need to catch a limit today.
Nope.
Let's just catch what we want to eat.
Yep.
And then we've got tomorrow to fish as well and maybe try to...
Well, I happen to have a family member with who's like, well, I'm going to eat a lot of fish. So he's watching over me in the fish clean check, and he's outside the window, the screen window, while I'm cutting fish, talking to me, just hanging out with me, and he's smoking a cigar. He's like, you know what? I'd clean more. We could eat them when they're cold. We could eat them tonight. We could, so we're going to have plenty of fish to eat tonight. I promise you that.
I'm looking forward to that. And Joe, we only have about 2 minutes left here, so we're kind of running out of time. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Northwest Angle, but we talked about that earlier. It was a really
great
neat experience up there.
Joe Lawrence awesome, isn't he?
Learning about all the history that's up there. So cool. And then
Another piece of history, it's a more recent history, is taking place this weekend on Lake of the Woods.
We have the David A. Anderson Memorial Walleye Tournament, which is the Warrior Boat Tournament. You have to have a Warrior Boat to participate. And, you know, what a neat story. You know, Warrior Boat's out of Melrose, Minnesota. It's a Minnesota company. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a cult following. You know, if you own a Warrior, you're almost like brothers and sisters in a way. They're very tight-knit. And they when David A. Anderson was a pro angler. He worked with the Warrior very closely. And he also has a couple of sons that fish. Kent Anderson's a national sales manager now. He's a pro angler. He has another son that's a very, very good angler, and maybe other family members as well. I'm not sure. But, you know, he was a legend. And when he passed away, they started this David A. Anderson Memorial up at Lake of the Woods, and they've held it here ever since. And gosh, I want to say this is the, what number is this? Is it seven or is it six? I'm sorry. I don't know. I looked at it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. You know,
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. But you know, I'll tell you, it's a neat deal because people are coming from all over the United States, even Canada, and they're bringing their Warrior boats.
Ninth Avenue.
There you go. 9 years already. Unbelievable. But, it's really a neat deal. They're going to have, if it's not the largest fishing tournament in Minnesota, it's one of the, but they're going to have between 140 and 150 boats on Lake of the Woods this coming Saturday. And, you know, good anglers. You know, if you own a Warrior boat, you know, when I see a Warrior boat, my gut tells me that's probably a pretty good angler. They Warrior boat handles big water. So nice. They're such a neat deal. And the fact that it's a Minnesota company and they have such a strong following is really cool.
All right, Joe. Well, Mika, it looks like she wants to go outside, so let's wrap this thing up. But it's been a good time so far. We've got a few more days added here at Lake of the Woods.
Yep, amen. You know what? Folks, if you want to find out more about fishing Lake of the Woods, check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 2 days from the start of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago and Friday in North Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris rolled out her first major policy proposal. It's focused on the economy.
Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
Her ideas include up to $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time home buyers, a cap on drug and insulin prices, and a ban on grocery price gouging. The Trump campaign called these proposals a massive expansion of government control. President Biden expressed optimism that Israel and Hamas are closer to a ceasefire agreement after the latest round of talks in Doha. Mediators, including the U.S., hope a deal can be finalized next week. Hurricane Ernesto made landfall in Bermuda as a Category 1 hurricane. For millions on the East Coast, Ernesto, no day at the beach with dangerous rip currents expected. This is ABC News. A Missouri woman's facing more than 2 decades in prison after she was charged with allegedly trying to steal Graceland from Elvis Presley's family and defraud them of millions. ABC's Eva Pilgrim has the details.
Federal officials say Lisa Finley created a scheme falsely claiming Lisa Marie Presley put the famous estate up as collateral for a loan she didn't repay before her death in 2023. But that loan didn't exist. Investigators say Finley allegedly took advantage of the very public and tragic occurrences in the Presley family for her personal gain, using fake names to make fake loan documents and even filing a creditor's claim in court, threatening to foreclose and auction Graceland to the highest bidder.
A Massachusetts pharmacist charged with murder in the deaths of 11 people in a 2012 meningitis outbreak linked to tainted steroids is going to plead no contest, according to the AP. He's already serving a 10.5-year federal sentence. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, 72. For tonight, partly cloudy at a low of 55. For Sunday, sunshine and 76. Monday, sunny, 76, mostly sunny, and mid-70s continue on your Tuesday.
Right now, it's 62.
get ready for another hour of Polka Power with Craig Ebel, and it's Polka Time.
Kicking off hour two of the show is Rick Petrowski's Orlando Polka Magic and a song called Blame It on the Polka on It's Polka Time.
I was at a dance when she caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let her go. You can blame it on the polka with its magic spell. Go and blame it on the polka that you did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. You can blame it on the polka, the dance of love. My bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a little family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt. You can blame it on the polka with this magic spell. Go and blame it on the polka that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. You can blame it on the polka, the dance of love. Now was it the moon?
No, no, it was the polka. No, no, it was
now
the polka.
Now was it the tune?
Yeah, yeah, the polka.
The dance of love.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
If you're out there in cyberspace surfing the internet, don't be a surfing bird. Catch a wave on www.itspolkatime.com. Itspolkatime.com is a fun and free site on the World Wide Web. It features galleries of pictures to download, information on polka organizations and publications, and links to some of the hottest polka websites on the internet. Happy surfing from itspolkatime.com.
Don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a word. Oh, well, the bird.
Hey, Craig, play me a polka.
Thank you.
polka fans. This is Joe Fedorchak from Youngstown, Ohio, reminding you that you're tuned into the best variety of polka music on It's Polka Time, right here with your host, Craig Ebel.